we're going to share with all of you is a story about her mother, a mother who sends her children to check on the grandmother. The grandmother lives close to home, but she lives alone. So every day, the mother sends one of her children out to go and check on the grandmother. So on the first day, Bryce goes and visits. The mother calls Bryce over.
Bryce, go and visit your grandmother and see how she is doing. Be sure to follow the stream and stay on the road.
Good morning, Bryce. How are you?
Fine. Fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I have a present for you and your mother. Can you please take it to her?
Bryce takes the butter from the grandmother, walks home, and it's a very hot, hot day, so the butter begins to melt. By the time Bryce gets home, the butter is completely melted.
Child, use your brain. When someone gives you butter, you wrap it in a cloth, and as you walk by the stream, every so often you dip it in the cool, cool water.
On the second day, the mother sends Joanna to visit her grandmother.
Joanna, go and visit your grandmother and see how she is doing. Be sure to follow the stream and stay on the road.
Hi, Joanna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell your mother that I have a gift for her. Can you take this puppy?
Joanna remembered what her mother had said the previous day, so she wrapped the puppy in a cloth, and every so often, she dipped it in the cool, cool water of the stream. By the time Joanna arrived home, the puppy was dripping wet and shivering.
Child, use your brain. When someone gives you a puppy, you tie it to a rope and have it follow you home.
On the third day, the mother sends Andrew to visit the grandmother.
Andrew, go and visit your grandmother and see how she is doing. Be sure to follow the stream and stay on the road.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell your mother that I'm doing well and I have a present for her.
Andrew remembers what his mother said the day before, and so he ties a rope around the loaf of bread and pulls the bread behind him down the dusty, dusty road. When he arrives home, the bread is dirty and it's falling apart.
Child, use your brain. When someone gives you a loaf of bread, you place it in a bag and carry it under your arm.
On the fourth day, the mother sends Joshua to go and visit the grandmother.
Joshua, go and visit your grandmother and see how she is doing. Be sure to stay on the road and follow the stream.
Hi, Joshua. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Tell your mother that I have a special gift for her.
Joshua remembers what his mother said the day before, so he took the bag of blueberries. He took the blueberries, put them in a bag, and stuck them under his arm. He made sure to hold the bag tightly so they wouldn't spill out. He held them so tight that when he got home, the berries were crushed and the juice was pouring out of the bag.
Child, use your brain. When someone gives you berries, you place them in a basket, and that is the way you bring them home.
On the fifth day, mother sends Jacob to go and visit grandmother.
Jacob, go and visit your grandmother and see how she is doing. Be sure to stay on the road and follow the stream.
Hi, how are you today?
How are you?
I'm fine. Now take this secret surprise in the basket to your mother and tell her I'm doing okay.
Jacob remembers what his mother said the day before and places the surprise in the largest basket he can find.
It's Trinity! Yay! Let's give her a hug!
That was the best present the grandmother can send. Okay, you guys, what we're learning about or what we're talking about is how wonderful God made our bodies. And part of our bodies, one thing that he gave us is our, what did the mother say? Use your
brain.
God gave us a wonderful brain to make really good decisions with. One thing that we learn in adventures throughout the year is to make good choices. No matter where we are, whether we're at home or at church or at school, no matter what we're doing, we can use that wonderful brain that God gave us to make really good choices. I'm going to have a prayer with you guys, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much because you've made our bodies wonderful and you've given us a brain to make good choices, to learn, and to make good decisions. And we thank you for the blessings that you've given us in our family, in our friends, and the children here. Amen.